Hey guys, I was made aware of an audio issue that we had on the original file that was uploaded for this episode. My apologies on that. What I'm about to play for you now is actually the backup recorder. So the audio is not going to be up to standard. It's probably not going to be as clear as it usually is, but I wanted to upload this. There still may be a glitch or two in it. It was a Skype issue on the day we recorded this episode, so my apologies, and hopefully you can forgive us. Other than that, Happy New Year. We hope you're having a good one and enjoying this week's episode. For now, let me throw it over to myself, Doc and Harper, going through episode 71 of Smoky Mountain Wrestling. Welcome back, everyone, for this week's episode of our Smoky Mountain Wrestling podcast. This is Smoky Mountain Wrestling, episode number 71 from June the 5th of 1993. We are still in Kaywood High School in Harlan, Kentucky. Doc, you and I went through we had about a 10-minute discussion last week at the beginning of last week's episode about the demographics. Harper unfortunately missed it, so I'm going to let you hit Harper with the demographics real quick, since Harper is with us at the top of this week's episode.
Yes.
Hit Harper with the demographics and let him react to them. Give him the Cliff Notes version of it. That way he can go, holy shit, that's a lot of white people.
Well, I hate repeating myself, so I apologize to all the docaholics out there. But Mike said that he was going, if I didn't do it, I could forget about any of the t-shirt money that we've been promised recently. So I feel like I have to be strong-armed here into doing this. I don't want to do it. If you were here last week, I apologize. But here we go, because I got to get paid. Harper, we're in Kaywood High School.
Kaywood.
Kaywood. Yeah. Right.
At least from what I was told by a couple Smoky Mountain listeners.
Right. Harlan, Kentucky, southeastern Kentucky. Dwindling population, 2,700 people in 1990, 1,700 today.
Fuck. What does that tell you?
Yeah, it's the place to be or something. 91% white.
Fuck.
7% free labor. I mean, slaves. I mean, African Americans. Median individual income is $17,270.
Now?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And for a family, it's $29,100. So we had a discussion last week about how screwed up would you be if someone came to you today? You're an individual. We're a family. So let's say somebody came to you here. We're recording this on December, early December, but for the listeners, Happy New Year, or right about it. It's what? New Year's Eve. Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's
amateur,
New Year's Eve.
Amateur night at the bar, so be careful out there. But let's just say somebody came to you, Harper, and said, you got to live net 2018 on $17,270. Go. How hosed up would you be?
How do you do that?
That's what we said last week.
That was college. My exact response would be like, I could not afford... I mean, literally, because of the cost of living in where I live, I could not pay the mortgage. I mean,
no.
I would pay the mortgage and have nothing left over.
Right.
You'd be fucking eating ramen noodles every night.
Right.
So 32.4% of the population is below the poverty line. And, you know, it's funny because everybody's like, why are you going to talk bad about the Smoky Mountains, man? So recently... Around here, Mike and I work with a guy who's from a small town north of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and he was joking about his hometown, so I looked it up on Wikipedia, and then I sent Mike the info here. Their African-American population was 0.00. Mike, you should move up there and, like, break the trend.
Was it 17,000?
No, it was...
A year?
Yeah, you could live there forever.
It's kind of like you gotta. Well, you can live broke, but you can't live around Mike's people. So it's kind of
likes people.
Yeah. You got to pick.
Oh, assholes. You know that?
What?
Just assholes. Can we get started?
We can do whatever you want, boss.
With your black ass.
Yeah.
Y'all are assholes. Okay. So, again, Kaywood High School, Harlan, Kentucky. This is episode 71, June 5th of 1993. I don't appreciate all the insults today. Bunch of pricks.
It's New Year's Eve. It's New Year's Eve, pal.
Bro, I'm fucking shit-faced right now on either Hennessy or Pennsylvania Dutch. Actually, I'm not. I got kids.
I'm ready. Well, I'm sitting down and I'm making the list of the ways I'm going to be a new year, new me kind of guy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's nice. So Dutch and Bob at the beginning of the show. Dutch's sign says, "Kiss my feet." Dutch has a fanny pack. Down and Dirty will feature Corny in the Heavenly Bodies, and Primetime Brian Lee will face Dirty White Boy in the Beat the Champ TV title. So, Doc, any thoughts on the opening right there?
Not too much other than Dirty White Boy and Primetime for the Beat the Champ title is really – so we've got the very first two Smoky Mountain strap holders in the ring here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure do. Something to look forward to with that. Harper, what are your thoughts on the open? Anything?
No. Let's get right to it.
So we go from that to Paul Lee, Nature Boy Paul Lee versus Bobby Blaze. This is Bobby's first match where he wasn't the enhancement talent. Decent TV match, if I have to say. I still cringe every time I see Paul Lee missed that top rope leg drop because I know his tailbone and spine scream bloody murder every time I see
that.
That's just one of those things where I'm like, fuck that. And then Bobby gets the win, and the fans like it. They're cheering. Doc, your thoughts on the match first?
His one – I popped when So I think it was Dutch that said his win-loss record about Bobby is not too good. I was like, I guess that's when Bobby put together pin me, pay me. He was like, well, if I can't win, I got to figure out some philosophy here. My other note was Bobby looks handsome here. I wonder what the hell happened to him.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Bobby's fucking with you. Don't.
Jesus.
Dumbass serious. You're a prick. Leave that man alone.
Oh, that was awesome.
He's from Kentucky, man. Come
right.
on.
He's already got two strikes. He got two strikes on the day he scored it out. I get it.
We love you, Bobby. If you're listening, Bobby, and you love Bobby like we do, go to tinyurl.com/BTTAmazon and buy Bobby Blaze's books. There you go. Pay me.
Here's what you guys don't understand about real workers and Carney. His response could just be, that's great and all, Doc. You can be an asshole, but I got your money for my two books, so who's the real winner?
There you go. That's right. That's what Bobby would say. What did you have from the match, Hopper? Anything?
I was just glad to see him get a damn victory.
Well, I mean, we knew it was coming. I mean,
he
came in and he worked a few shots, and then this is when he starts getting put in a situation where he's not just going to be the guy who's getting pinned all the time. And Bobby's a good wrestler, man. I mean, don't ever think. Bobby knows what he's doing. You can watch him, and he's very good in there. He was trained properly, and he knows what he's doing.
Here's what I didn't like. His finisher was gravity, man. He just, like, surprised one. I was like, man, I wanted to see him pull a finisher on somebody. He just rolled through something to get the pin.
He just kind of, like, sneaked the win.
This is the 90s, and it's territory wrestling, asshole. Everybody can't do a fucking spot monkey bullshit move to fucking finish off somebody.
I wanted to see him jump off the building for the win and have Paul Lee kick out at 2 3/4.
Right. So, okay. Anything else, Doc?
Nah.
Let's go to Bobby's first promo in Smoky Mountain. Here it is.
It's way over. Let's go right now to Bob Connell, and Bobby Blaze is going to do his first interview here on Smoky Mountain Wrestling.
Dutch, I wanted to call this young man over. Bobby Blaze fans, I wanted to get him over and talk to him for just a moment because all of you saw it, and I want to congratulate you on your very first win in Smoky Mountain Wrestling, and I tell you, I hope it's one of many, Bobby.
Oh, all right. Hey, I'm just as surprised and excited as these fans are. I tell you what, Bob, I come to Smoky Mountain Wrestling, and They threw me there at the Lions. Beautiful Bobby Eaton. The heavenly bodies. Dirty white boy. Man, I felt like the Christians being folded, thrown to the Lions. I tell you what, I got in that ring, and I was intimidated. I intimidated myself. I looked across the ring and saw those athletes.
Yeah.
Man. Then the other night, I was leaving the arena, and a kid came up to me and said, Blaze, let me have a moment of your time. I've always got time for a fan, especially a kid. And he said, Blaze, you're not giving 100%. I added two and two together. I was intimidating myself of these guys that are world-class athletes and wrestlers, and I wasn't giving 100%. Tonight out there, I gave 100%. That kid's face popped in, his image in my mind, little red-headed, freckle-faced kid out there, and I read his lips. He said, Blaze, give 100%. Try, man. I started fighting my way back, and lo and behold, I got a victory. And I'm going to tell you, all these great fans and the wrestlers of Smoky Mountain Wrestling, Bobby Blaze will be blazing new trails through Smoky Mountain.
Woo! All right, and good luck to you.
All right, Doc, you first.
And you can't use things like Christians being thrown to the lions. There's nobody in that crowd that understood. What is he talking about? Lions. Lions. They're zoo, I heard. You notice that they gave Bobby the wrap-up music?
Yes.
They were cutting him off.
That was edited post. That mm-hmm. He didn't hear that right then and there.
I know.
No, you don't. No, you
I
don't.
I do understand how editing
no,
of a television
don't. Show. You really thought they wrapped him up. No, they didn't. He was finished.
Like the Oscars.
Right. They post-produced that. That wasn't like
TV
PhD, you
tapings.
Stupid
over
shithead.
And over. Yeah. I can tell I'm going to hate you more in 2018 than I have in 2017. Fuck. So here's the deal.
I'm just saying, like, be blessed and be a blessing,
shut
brother.
Oh, shut up. The one thing I did like is when he said the thing about the little redheaded boy with freckle face, you can picture him in your mind too. So I thought that was a good little piece of storytelling there. He could have said just some little boy, but when he described him a little bit, you get a little mental picture of it yourself.
Yeah, good point.
Opie.
Right. Harper, anything from you?
And I like how he brought up the people that he lost to. So he lost, but look who he was working with.
You would have lost to him too, pal. It's not my
exactly.
fault.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Exactly. It was a top of the line heels. So
you I can't had feel same note.
Yeah. So he lost to the cream of the crop people. So
only the best people.
Yeah. He had the face of the top tier and he lost. So I liked it. I was good with it. I mean, it ain't hard times. You know, it ain't no hard times promo, but I thought it was fine. I'm not going to kick Bobby for this one. Again, first one in Bobby is
notice
so
how,
young here, man.
Notice how high pitched his voice is because he's still young. He had his youth, his looks.
Oh, he's so young. God damn.
What happened?
Bobby's listening to this.
It happens to us all, man. We all fall apart.
Yeah, we do. Okay, so after that, they go to a Rock and Roll Express promo. Let me play that. Rock and Roll Express are the Smoky Mountain Tag Team Champs. Here it is.
Hi, fans, with us right now, here they are, our Smoky Mountain Tag Team Champions, the very popular four-time World Tag Team Champions, Rock and Roll Express. Rick, Jim Cornette, he says he's got a mystery team. He says they're big, huge, rough, tough, mean, and he said this weekend Rock and Roll is going to find out all about them.
That's right. This weekend his mystery team is going to be revealed. But you see one thing, Jimmy Cornette, we've been through thick and thin with you, brother, so bring them on down. Let me tell you one thing about the Rock and Roll Express. One thing, we are fighting champions. Nobody in this world ever gave Robert I nothing. Nobody ever walked up with a silver platter and says, Rock and Roll Express, you're going to be the tag team champions. No, everything we got, it took blood, sweat, and tears. We're not like no other wrestling organization. This is Smoky Mountain Wrestling. Our father is not a promoter. What we got is what we fought for. Nobody ever gave us nothing, Jimmy Cornette, and you know that as well as we do. So you can bring those big old guys down there, which you say weigh 300 pounds apiece. What you say is known all over the world. It don't matter to us. Like I told you, we're here at Smoky Mountain Wrestling, and we're proud of it. One thing that we're proud of, that we are the champions, and we got all these nice fans right here to back us up. So you bring all those big old boys down here, because I told you many times, rock and roll, we're here to stay. We're not here to play. We'll see you this weekend, boys.
Rock and Roll Express fans, right now, let's hear this about the Rock and Roll Express Fan Club.
All right, before I throw it to you, Doc, I can't help it because I'm watching this as I'm playing it. Robert Gibson's got one eye looking at the camera.
Come on.
Come on.
I don't love Robert Gibson. I'm sorry, bro. I had to. I mean, I love Robert Gibson, man. I think he's great. But it's so funny because the whole time Ricky's talking, he's looking at the camera. But one eye's on the camera and the other eye is on God knows what else. That was wrong. I shouldn't have did that. But Doc, what were your thoughts right there on Rock and Roll Express promo?
Well, Morton said that they've never been given anything on a silver platter, but just a few weeks back, Jim Crockett Promotions paraded six hussies out on stage for them to take part in. So I'm going to take a little bit of umbrage with the statement that says they've never gotten anything on a silver platter, when they had promotions like Mid-South and JCP basically acting as pimps.
I think he was talking about in the ring, not outside the ring.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. I mean, they had a lot handed to them on a silver platter by the promotion.
Yeah. Okay, so, I mean, and then...
We've seen it in a few territories.
Here's the question. Who was the son of the promoter comment aimed at?
Yeah, I was wondering the same thing. Who's he talking about?
I have two possible selections.
Who you got?
Vince is one. His son of the promoter being he was the son of Vince Sr. So
right.
That. I also had potentially as a dark horse candidate Eric Watts.
Well, no. What I would think you would go to the main one, which would be Fritz and the Von Erichs.
They're dead by now.
Oh, yeah.
No, but that don't matter. Oh. I mean, he's making a reference just in general. It doesn't matter if you know, I mean, Kevin's the only one still alive by this point. The point is, he's still referencing what they benefited from because of Fritz. And remember, rock and roll never spent time there.
Mm-mm. Didn't need him.
So, I don't know. I mean, that maybe that's a shot at them. I don't know. I mean, so I think that.
Here's the thing.
I mean, why would an Eric Watts shot even make any sense?
That's what
that.
Well,
I mean,
here's the thing. They had some problems with WCW, and this is when Eric Watts debuted in WCW, and it's right around the time that Bill Watts was over there. That's why I thought that might be a dark horse candidate for that. The timing is right.
Yeah. That's possible. Well, you're right because of the timing with WCW and what had just happened with them. But I mean, to me, the whole Von Erich thing might fit into it too.
Because what time of the year is this? What's the date on the show?
Oh, we're in the summer, June 5th.
Okay, so 2 months later over in WCW, it says on the Wikipedia page, Eric Watts began a house show series with Chris Benoit and came out victorious in each encounter.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
That's why I said maybe Eric Watts. I thought it was for Vince.
I think the Watts and Vince one are strong possibilities. I also think maybe the Von Erich
thing
would be one.
Vince.
Say it again, Harper.
I don't think it'll be Vince.
See, I think it's a possibility, but I don't think it is.
Yeah. I think it's more the Watts thing.
Yeah.
The Watts thing.
All right, Harper, do you have anything else from the promo?
Nah.
I thought it was pretty standard. It was average. You know?
Yeah.
So after that promo is Gary Scott versus Chris Gandito. Bob Cottle says that he tried to, during the match, that is, Bob Cottle says that he tried to find out some information on the WWA. Remember last week he was talking about it with Dutch and what Bob could learn about the Federation. Bob and Dutch then start talking about checking the phone book and whatnot. And let me say this, if that doesn't tell you a lot about the time period difference in just 22 years time,
I don't know what does. They're talking about how they can't find anything on the WWE when today we can do it in less than 6 seconds.
Man, try writing a college paper in 1993 like I was trying to do, and you couldn't just copy and paste things off the internet.
Well, you still can't copy and paste it nowadays because of what's it called? There's a couple of things you have to run it through that when you turn it in, it runs it through it for you.
So you're saying that I got through college in the sweet spot?
No, what I'm saying is there's a benefit to having the internet to be able to do some research. The problem is
through before the teachers got smart. I got through graduate school after the internet, but before this, whatever this is you're talking about. So you could, okay.
There's something called Turnitin where literally that's what it's called, and it runs your paper through that. That's just one of them.
Is that what you had to do when you got your associate's degree a little while back?
Yeah, you freaking loser.
That's a bachelor's, and it's
whatever, bro.
That's still pathetic.
I know. Go Colonels.
Fuck both of you. Okay, let's get to the match. Enough of that. Candido murders Gary Scott with a dive off the top rope that I think the fans were so shocked. It was just a lack of reaction to it.
Yes.
Go ahead, Doc. I'm listening to you.
I was like, that was a huge high spot for the Smokies, dude.
Well, I think Cornette's talked about that before. I think he's mentioned how, like, when he did it, he was like, the people just were like, what the fuck? You know, and Cornette was like, yeah, that's cool, but you just killed yourself and got no reaction. I'm going to ask him about that again next time we talk to him, but
To the phone book thing, going back to the phone book comment, though, I had a note from Bob. I don't have a phone book for every town, Dutch. What do you do now when you walk out to your sidewalk and you see a phone book? I pick that some buck up, take it right back inside, throw it straight in the recycling bin.
Me too.
Yeah, really.
Exactly what I do. I don't open it. There's nothing to look at.
Fucking newspapers they throw out every goddamn day. Y'all get those? Yeah.
Yeah, they deliver them here. Except not every day. There's only a few days that they do it here. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. Let's keep going. Candido ends the match when he superplexes Scott off the top rope. Candido's pulling it all out.
And, Candido's out there working like he's 6'5", 280.
And we love Chris Candido, but Candido wins. Doc, any other thoughts on the match?
I thought these two guys were having a hard time working together, and I also noticed that last week Horner and Gary Scott missed a move big time. I'm wondering is it Gary Scott's fault, or is he just having a hard time, or am I missing something, or what?
I don't know.
Okay, good answer.
Yeah, because he almost like kind of falls off the.
Yeah, he tried to get him up in the corner for that superplex, and it was not pretty.
Well, that's true. That's true. That's true. Harper, any other thoughts on the match before we move on?
I was just surprised to see that superplex.
With that dive and that superplex, I was like, holy shit, this is sick. You know, you got to remember, this is 93 before ECW, and you started, well, ECW was going on, but you started seeing that crazy
shit. They weren't doing anything
there.
Like that.
Right, right. Just
then we see a fucking moonsault later on.
Oh, well, here we go. Hold on.
We'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
God almighty.
All right, let's go to Candido. He's going to cut a promo after his match, after his victory over Gary Scott.
WWE champion. Now let's go to Bob Caldwell standing by with the cocky one himself, Chris Candido.
All right, fans, you just saw a great debut right here by the Suicide Blonde, Chris Candido, who says he's the world champion for WWE. Right, Chris?
That's right, the WWA, the World Wrestling Alliance, not the rinky-dink Smoky Mountain garbage. And hey, you bunch of hillbillies, how does it feel to have not only a natural blonde, but the real world champion here in your jerkwater town, huh? Smoky Mountain Wrestling, you now have no choice but to recognize me as the real world champion. I just beat Gary Scott, a top contender for any title in the entire world of wrestling, with the Suicide Plex 1-2-3, like it was a day off. So Smoky Mountain Wrestling, get ready for the Suicide Blonde Tour. I'm the WWE Heavyweight Champion of the world, the real world champion, Bob Caudle.
All right, fans. Suicide Chris Candido, you heard him. You're going to see a lot from this man in Smoky Mountain.
Okay, so I love Candido's smugness, to be honest with you, and he calls Gary Scott a top wrestler in the world that he just beat, which I thought was beautiful. And then he called them hillbillies, which is standard, and I love the term, your jerkwater town. I'll throw it to you first, Hopper. Any thoughts?
The only other time I've heard that term jerkwater is in Rambo. That is it.
I don't even remember it in Rambo. And I've seen Rambo, but, yes.
He says something like, oh yeah, he's what you're gonna put on his tombstone. He gets killed for whatever jaywalking is some jerkwater town, USA or something.
Okay.
Yeah. But gotcha. But the crowd's not reacting to him. I mean, normally when you call them hillbillies, I mean, they take it personally.
They get all bent out of shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a huge reaction. You're right at this point. Weird. Doc, what'd you think?
I'm going to hit you guys out of left field with something. And I think you're going to think I'm insane at first. But if you think about it, I'm going to see if you guys finally come around to the way I'm thinking about this. I watched that promo, and I liked it. I thought it was good, and I like Candido a lot. I mean, he's built well, good-looking dude. He's doing stuff. He could cut a promo. The problem isn't him. The problem is the fans don't know who he is, so there's some work to do there. You know who he reminds me of here cutting this promo, though?
Who's that?
A Yankee Northern 7 or 8 years ahead, Tully Blanchard.
Yeah, because of the smugness.
The smugness. He's out there wrestling like he's 6'5", 280 when he's 5'9", 215. You know, you can't. Tully probably walked around like he was 6'5", 280. It's just the way they carry themselves through it and the irritant factor. I sat there, watched that, and I was like, man, he reminds me of Tully for some reason.
I can see the similarities from the smugness, because I thought the smugness was awesome.
It was great.
Yeah, I like that. And you're right. Maybe that's true. Like Hopper said, they're not reacting to it. Maybe it's because they're trying to figure out who he is. As Hopper gets a text message.
All right.
I'm going to skip the local promo. We're going to do that one at the end. Is that good with you, Hopper?
Yes.
The Cornette one?
Well, here's the thing. Once again, they do this twice, right? But we learned something last week that Harper brought up, and we teased it for this week. You don't have a clock on the wall while you're taping promos.
No.
We'll talk about it when we do
it. It was 8:10.
Maybe they just keep a schedule.
And I was watching the second hand to make sure the clock was working, and then I realized I was focusing entirely on the clock instead of the promo, and I had to go back and rewatch it.
We're definitely gonna do the promos. We're gonna do it at the end. All right. So next up is the Heavenly Bodies versus Mike Sampson and Robbie Eagle. Heavenly Bodies win with ease with little resistance from Sampson and Eagle. They proceed to whoop them after the match until the Armstrong boys make the save and help out Sampson and Eagle. They go to commercial with the Armstrongs and Heavenly Bodies just brawling at that point. Doc, thoughts before we move to Down and Dirty with Dutch?
At 20 minutes in, did you see the Jim Cornette stinks sign in the crowd?
Yeah.
Worst sign ever. Yeah. These people do not know how to put pen to paper. It is obvious.
Poster boys rule. Say it again, Harper.
What's that?
Remember a couple weeks ago, you were like, poster boys rule.
Yeah.
A bunch of people popped on that on this show.
Why is Del Rey in a tank top?
Because he's Del Rey.
Okay. And Del Rey looks like the guy on the roster that's least likely to be able to hit that moonsault, yet he does.
Yeah, no, huh?
Well, he's Jimmy Del Rey.
Yep.
Missing tooth and all. A wiggle, a jiggle, and the whole kit and caboodle.
How'd that work out for you, Docaholics, on Christmas Eve night when y'all listened to the show? You were blessed by that, and then you walked into your big lady and you said, let me give you something else.
The wiggle, the jiggle, the whole What?
Ladies, the line is to the right.
Yeah.
Okay. Harper, any other thoughts on the match?
No.
All right. So down and dirty, I'm going to break this up into a couple of different parts. Because it's very, if I played the whole thing, it'd be like 6 or 7 minutes long. So we're going to break it up and let's play the first part first right here. Again, it's, Dutch, Jim Cornette, Heavenly Bodies. And then there's also comments from Bullet Bob in here, I believe. Here we go.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Down and Dirty with Dutch. I'm Dutch Mantel and you're not. Now, my special guest today on Down and Dirty with Dutch is a team newly formed, Jimmy Cornette and the new and improved Heavenly Bodies. Now, Jimmy, I want to tell you right now, let's just set the record straight here. I know we haven't seen eye to eye in recent months, but and I know that the stud stable have had problems with the Heavenly Bodies, but I am a professional. I'm a professional journalist, so I'm out here doing my job. But I have to say one thing. When you guys got to Bob Armstrong, I'm going to have to say that was a masterpiece that you guys did, because I'll give you credit where credit is due.
Well, Dutch Mantel, that's something I know about you. You're like I am. You appreciate a good hatchet job. You've always been cunning and devious and underhanded and dishonest, and I admire a man who's good at what he does. So I got no problem with you either. I do have a problem with these rednecks here in Eastern Kentucky and all over the Smoky Mountain area that are constantly, you know, the Armstrongs came out here. You know what I would have done if they'd have been out here 5 more seconds? I'd have had to slap them in the face myself. Now I know talking about Bob Armstrong, and I know he sent a videotape in. I know it's your show, but if we can, I want to hear what old man Methuselah Armstrong has to say.
Okay, let's listen to some comments from Bob Armstrong.
Okay, so I've stopped right there, and I just wanted to get everyone's thoughts, because what I had from that was it would appear that Cornette and Dutch just buried the hatchet. There's no more bad blood. The studs are gone, and we're done. Harper, anything from that first part?
Yeah, I guess they're BFFs again.
It seems that way.
Yeah.
Doc, any thoughts from you?
They're burying the hatchet because they both like hatchet jobs.
Mm-hmm. There you go. My thoughts exactly. All right, anything else from you two before we go to what Bullet Bob has to say?
We need to get over there.
All right, so let's play that part.
You know, I just wanted you to know, Cornette, where I'm spending most of my time here the last few days. This is Armstrong's Avenue, the gym I built over the years through a lot of pain, sweat, and tears. I'm happy about one thing, though. This little blue card represents a wrestler's license that enables me to wrestle or manage in Smoky Mountain Wrestling. So I appreciate the application being accepted. This little bitty weight here, I just move around in my wrist every day, roll it down. It's getting stronger. I'm pushing further past the pain. Because when I counted those licks you gave me on that tape, you slapped me and punched me about 15 times. Hit me with that racket in the 20s, somewhere around the number 50. But this is number 51. And when I put this on your nose, you're going to think a ballistic missile hit you in the face and blew both your ears off. Now, I know Steve and Scott up there doing the best they can against your Heavenly Bodies and your new arrival. But I'll tell you one thing. I trained those boys in this gym, Armstrong Avenue, and they know how to go hard and fight hard, and they can take a licking and keep on ticking. Now, I'll tell you this. For every lick you gave me, you're going to get one back. And like I said, I'm saving that extra one. That last one's going to be special, and you'll remember it forever. The bullet won't be shooting no blanks this time. I won't be chained up. And you know, as much as you beat me, as much as I hurt, what even hurt me worse was when you called my youngest son, Brian, a deserter. A man that called me a week before he went to the Persian Gov, said, "Dad, don't worry, I'm not afraid." Well, I was afraid enough for both of us that he wouldn't come back, but he did, and you called him a deserter. You're gonna pay the price, mister. And one little word of advice, you know, Brian gets out of the Marine Corps this June, and that ain't long, brother. It'll be here before you know it. So I'm building an army, and I'm taking new recruits every day. And you can look for the general of Armstrong's army any day now, because I am on the way, because every time I watch that tape every morning about 6:30, I come right out here to the gym, and I work out harder and harder. I'm pushing further and further past that pain. No pain, no gain. And I tell you what, you're going to gain more than any human has in the history of the human race, because I'm going to issue you more pain than anybody's ever had to endure. Because I know what pain's all about. Everybody saw me strung up and beat till you couldn't even raise your arms. I hope you feel good about it, because before too long, you're going to feel real bad about it. Now, behind me, you can see some trophies and things that I've won over the years. Almost 30 years. I've never had to take a beating like that in my life, and I'll never take another one. And I'll be doggone if any man of your caliber is going to get away with that. So look for Armstrong's Army soon. We're on the way.
Okay.
All right, so a lot happening there. Doc, you go first.
A ballistic missile. Harper, do you know what the difference is between a missile and a rocket?
Yes. A missile is guided, and it has a warhead.
Okay, good. I thought this was good. Man, BA just standing there working his wrist because, you know, he broke his wrist, so he's got that little weight, but he never stops twirling that weight because even while he's cutting promos, he's training. He's going to come back. He's going to get his revenge. We talked about that last week. More of the same here. My only question was, when Bob Armstrong resigned as commissioner, did he also vow to stop wearing shirts?
Well, I mean, he ripped his nice, you know, button up.
That's true.
Short sleeve shirt. You know, he wanted to show his chest that day, and man. I guess so. I mean,
that thick motherfucker. He's. I guarantee you, he could roll over and whip all three of our asses.
Yeah, fuck. He looks fucking great.
Note. Here's a point of note. He's 54 right here.
Damn.
He looks good for 54.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta realize this ain't high definition, so you're looking at a bit of a grainy type image of him.
That's a lot 50. Of mass and definition for 54.
It's a thick dude for 54, man. I mean,
yeah.
I hope I look that good 12 years.
You
from
won't.
Now, man.
You don't look that good now.
Fuck you.
Fast.
And the horse you
no
rode
kidding.
In on.
You've been on those eating those Christmas time ho hos and drinking down that eggnog this time of year.
I'm on the T-Rex diet, pal.
You know that eggnog is
that's dangerous. Calorie.
That's calories personified. Yeah.
That's like it's like eating like melted down candy
with booze on it.
Yeah, fat ass.
What are you a child? Just drink some real beer or whiskey, like real men.
No, my political party is titties, though.
Oh,
remember that from a couple weeks ago, Doc? That got a great reaction. I'm in the process of trying to make that be a shirt. My political party is titties.
Why? Why y'all all so political? Because I like the areolas.
My political party is titties, bitches.
Right.
I got to get the soundbite of that.
Hey, let me help you guys out with the politics. Neither side is trying to help you. I'm just trying not to align myself with the one that's going to get me killed the quickest.
Okay. Let's move on. So we got another part of Down and Dirty.
But when's the wall getting built?
After Bullet Bob states his case here, now we're going to hear from Cornette. So let's hear what he's got to say.
Hey, you heard the comments from Bob Armstrong, Jimmy. Mr. Cornette, can I have some comments on what he said? You know, first of all, old Bullet Bob Armstrong, we proved that he's shooting blanks. He is nothing. He's finished. He resigned as commissioner. He was beaten up like nobody's ever beat him up before by Jim Cornette, yours truly. His boys are totally ineffective. They can't stop the heavenly bodies. The Rock and Roll Express have been trounced every single time they step in a ring. My mystery team, brother, is going to run roughshod all over everybody. I don't care whether these people don't like it or not. The fact is that Jim Cornette rules Smoky Mountain Wrestling. But in addition to the Armstrongs being totally ineffective as far as professional wrestling goes, I understand that they are totally ineffective as far as a few other things go. Jimmy, Gigolo, come here. You know, this man is the greatest natural athlete that I've ever seen in my life. I've had a long history of dealing with beautiful bodies.
I haven't met you, Dutch Mantel.
Sir, it's a pleasure to meet you. I've had a long history of dealing with beautiful Bobby Eaton. A lot of people say he's the greatest natural athlete they ever saw. This man, brother, if he don't rival him, he bests him. He's been in training. He's been down there in Florida. We've kept him secret for 4 years because he's the secret weapon, brother. He's the thing that we knew one day we'd need, that ace in the hole. But the gigolo has been supporting himself during these 4 years that he's been in training
You know, with a lot of those society matrons down here at Palm Beach, Mrs. Vanderpool, I know, was especially...
Vandersnoot.
I'm sorry, I thought it was Vander... Well, it Vander something. But anyway, now the Armstrong family women have gotten wind of this, and Scott Armstrong's girlfriend actually had the guts to write this man a letter. I want you... Have you got that letter? Can you read that letter?
Can I read it?
Yeah, read it. Read it.
All right, I'm pausing it here because... this whole like last 2 minutes basically is a setup for what Jimmy Del Rey is about to go off on. Doc, did you have any thoughts before we listen to Jimmy Del Rey?
Yeah, you see that hermaphrodite on the far side of the camera in green? That thing was worked up and mad out there in the crowd.
She was pissed, or yeah.
How do you know it was a she? I think you'd have to do a little
insult the lady or whatever. It was
hermaphrodite.
Pissed.
Hermaphrodite is an accepted scientific term, pal.
I understand, but you're using it in a derogatory manner. It was pissed.
I don't know what we don't know what she it was.
Okay, can we get to?
I don't assume genders.
That person, that humanoid was worked up.
Humanoid. Now that's much better than hermaphrodite. Yeah. Now that we
the humanoid was worked up. But go ahead, Doc. Anything else?
No.
Okay. Doc.
Well, yeah. Here's something. Del Rey needs to learn how to stand out of the shadows in the light and speak into the mic.
I don't think he realized it. I mean, he can't. I think you just got bad lighting in this building, but that's just me. Harper, your thoughts before we listen to Jimmy Del Rey, or do you want me to go to it?
I want to find out who this mystery tag team is, man. Fuck.
It's coming. It's coming. All right, let's hear Jimmy Del Rey in reading the letter. Here it is.
A letter. This is from Scott Armstrong's girlfriend. She is a brazen hussy. Go ahead, read it.
Dear Gigolo Jimmy, I like it already. Every time Scott leaves the house, I call you, but you never answer. I will leave him anytime you say. No one has ever...
Can't say that part. Don't say that part. Just...
I can't say that?
No, don't say that.
Anyway, ever like you did it. Best of all, I love you, Gigolo. No.
You know what? Scott Armstrong's girlfriend is just like Bob Armstrong's old lady. She looks like 40 miles of bad country road.
Whoa, hey. All right, I'll pause there because now we got the Armstrongs who ran them off, and they're going to have their say. But I wanted to ask Harper what he thought about Gigolo Jimmy Del Rey reading the letter from Scott's girlfriend and Corny calling her a hussy.
That guy is really good TV, man. He's so gross. Yeah. He's so gross that you can't look away from him.
It's perfect.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you this. He has, and I don't exactly know when it is, so I can't tell you if it's in a short amount of time or on down the road a ways. He has the one most singular, funniest moment for me in the whole run of Smoky Mountain when he does something later on. So it's just, and I know what it is, so when we get there, I'll point it out. But, I mean, I can't decide if he's the worst thing about this promotion or the best thing.
He's a fucking train wreck is what he is, so it makes you watch it, like, you know, you don't want to look away from it. It's just he's a train wreck. But okay, so any other thoughts, Doc, about Del Rey's portion right there?
I don't know. No.
Okay. Okay, so the Armstrongs run out and they chase him off. Let's listen to them now.
Hey man, I heard it. I didn't like what Jimmy Del Rey did. I had nothing to do with it. I think it's despicable, and I think it's despicable what they did to your dad, too.
Yeah, you say a lot of things there, Mantell. I'll tell you one thing right now. When it comes to Jimmy Cornette, he needs to know one thing, and Mr. Mantell, you need to know one thing, and that is
the Bullet Bob Armstrong is at home. He's getting better every day. Every day. He is going to come back to the Smoky Mountains. He is going to be bad to the bone when he gets here. Am I, Steve?
That's right. Jimmy Sissified Cornette, bring your Big 12 sandwich even sissy butt on down, because, brother, on a silver platter is how you're going to be served to the Bullet Bob Armstrong.
And one more thing. Before it's all over, this may be down and dirty with the Armstrongs.
All right, fans, you heard it. Some comments from the Armstrongs. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
And that humanoid on the right is lathered up and drunk and very much into it, Doc, I must say. Doc, any thoughts there about what we saw at the end of it?
I just love how when Dutch does the whole, hey, I didn't like what he did there. No, man. That wasn't me.
Classic Dutch. Classic.
We've seen that.
Classic.
We've seen that over and over again, but it's always great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 100%. Harper, anything from you?
What's wrong with eating 12 sandwiches?
If it's a tasty sandwich, why not?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, tasty or just full of lard. I mean, whatever. Okay. Anything else, Harper? So, and the main point, too, here is they're advancing things with these two teams. I mean, they're sparring back and forth throughout Down and Dirty here, but they're advancing things, and, you know, what is to come of it here? I think we need to remember that. Now, we go to the next segment. It's Jim Cornette versus Tim Horner. Yes, Jim Cornette versus Tim Horner from Morristown, Tennessee. This is not a television taping. It's a local show, a house show. Horner is wrestling Corny. Again, he's wrestling Corny. Horner is beating up Corny when we join into this thing because we don't see the full match. Dirty White Boy, however, gets involved to help Corny out. Smothers also gets involved to help Horner out. But this is when it gets good, because Corny blinds Smothers with powder because, you know, it's wrestling and that's what you did back then. Tracy can't see and he starts throwing punches at the air. Well, Horner, in an attempt to try to grab Tracy to tell him that everything's all right, Tracy starts whooping up on Horner because, again, he can't see. In my opinion, we should throw salt or powder in Tracy's eyes more often so we can see him whip up on Tim. They start rolling around the ring, Horner and Tracy, that is, and it takes the rock and roll to break it up. Doc, you first. Your thoughts on all of this where Horner and Tracy end up beating on each other?
Before it all breaks down, man, that was a nice DDT that Dirty White Boy put on Smothers. I popped on that one. I thought it was awesome.
Dirty Powder White Boy is great in the ring, yep.
Powder always works. It's fun. It's a great visual as it flies through the air. And basically, Tracy Smothers just did what we all wish we could do.
And he had the excuse of he had powder in his eyes, Doc.
Yeah, so here's the thing. I was standing there, you know, at the end, the rock and roll comes out, and they're trying to referee everything, get everything back on the right page. I was just wondering if either Morton or Gibson's like, look, guys, we'll go out after the match, we'll bang some rats, everything will be all right. I just think that the diplomacy that rock and roll would use would be rat banging.
Right.
Like, everybody else might be like, let's go have a beer, you know, I'll buy you a beer, be all right. But the rock and roll, their currency is pussy.
Well,
that's nice.
I agree. But the beer and the liquor is a given. But they had to make sure that they're, look, man, we'll be all right. Let's shake hands, make up, and we'll all go fuck some broads tonight, you know?
Right.
We'll bang some rats. We'll have a few beers on top of them.
Stop taking it out on each other, and we'll take it out on some women.
Yeah. Harper, any thoughts from that match right there?
When I saw the powder, I was like, oh, God, please, please punch him. please. Oh, you started beating the fuck out of him. I was like, yes. Thank you, Tracy.
All right.
It was almost pornographic at how much pleasure I got.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, did you get your spank out and start whipping?
I climaxed twice.
Twice.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Like just now, just fucking talking about it.
It's nice. Bruh, I walk around my house now whenever my wife says something, and I consistently use the two phrases, that's nice and that's real classy, and
that's so classy.
She hates it.
Well, it's also because you,
like, you need you to call stop. Her,
you call her pal while you're doing it.
Oh my God. Around, she says something, and it's like something I'm supposed to either laugh at or find funny and amusing. I go, that's real classy. Walk away, or I'm just sitting there, and she just looks at me like she wants to fucking spit fire at me. Broad logic. They can't understand. They hate that. That's not, Doc, you ought to start using that's real classy around Mrs. Doc.
It won't go over.
Okay. Miss theater and drama person cannot appreciate the theater and drama of pro wrestling. Anyway,
not when I'm doing it.
We got Smothers and Horner. After all that, we got a promo from them. Here it is. Jesus Christ.
Fans, we're here in the dressing room with the wild-eyed Southern boy, Tracy Smothers, and White Lightning, Tim Horner. And guys, it seems like you guys got into it tonight. I don't think either one of you really knew exactly what happened out there.
I know what happened, Brian. I came over to help Tracy, and he whacked me, cleaned my closet. That's what happened. Well, Tim, last time I looked up, I was out to the ring to help you, man. I mean, White Boy come interfered during your match, and I was just trying to help you out. And, man, I look up, I get powder thrown my eyes. There's people hitting. I didn't know who was on me, but there's darn sure a lot of them, man. I'm sorry. I didn't know well, that was you. Tell it wasn't me, Tracy. I was up. I had powder in my eyes. The rock and roll cleaned it out of my eyes, and I could see it was you. I'm really sorry. Well, can't you see what's happening here? Me and you are fighting amongst ourselves over something that other people were causing. Man, that wasn't intentional at all. I had no idea it was you. Heck, I should have known. You threw a heck of a right hand, but broke my jaw. Maybe you're right, Tracy. I was talking about things, you know. Yeah, that wasn't intentional at all. Let's take care of the situation at hand. I mean, man, you know, other people are causing us to argue amongst ourselves. Yeah, maybe you're right.
Smokey.
He scratches his head like a fucking 5-year-old.
That may be... Man, that's hard to say. That may be the worst one yet.
No, it's not. You forgot the one where he fucked up Paul Orndorff's name a million times.
That's the one that made me. That's the one that made me stop and think. Is it worse than that?
there's
okay. I've changed. I've reversed field. This should be. If he wasn't, this is why you can't just book in a vacuum. Because what I would love to see wouldn't be best for business. You need Tracy to be the babyface. They need more babyfaces because Horner's so bad. But if I was just booking without money in turn, this would be where I'd be like Smothers is trying to bring him back in and then turns on him again and he becomes a bad guy, just beats the piss out of Horner. There's no money in it. I just want to see it.
Oh, my God. Harper, what were your thoughts on this?
It was almost like you were watching like an episode of Maury Povich or something.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, man. Nah. Oh, no. You know, that's not true. Then he's like, oh, you know, maybe you're right. Really?
I couldn't contain myself. You heard me laughing from the time I hit play. I'm like, fuck. Because, like, you all hear the audio. I'm rewatching it and hearing it as I'm playing it for you. And I'm looking at Horner going, you fucking moron.
And he fucking patronized him and says, yeah, you know, I should have known it was you because of that fucking that right hook almost right, broke my jaw.
You about broke my jaw, Tim.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy. All right, anything else, Harper?
Nah.
All right, let's move on. We got Ron Wright up
next. I was just wondering if Tracy was like, Tim, I don't know why you're so mad. Robert and Ricky said they're going to take us out and get us some wrath tonight. I mean, come on.
He might have said that off camera. Let's keep going. We got Ron Wright up next and Dirty White Boy. Here they are.
Right now, here's the Dirty White Boy and, of course, his manager, the legendary Mr. Ron Wright. First of all, I noticed that you've still got your $20,000. Nobody's taken the head yet off of Tracy's mother.
Well, that's right. I've got that $20,000 up, and it's going to stay up. And I hope and pray that somebody comes and collects that money before June 11th in Knoxville, Tennessee, If they don't, the dirty white boy here will go out there and collect it for me anyway. But let me tell you something. You know, I'm the living legend. I've wrestled all for 25, 30 years before I got injured and couldn't wrestle. I've held a Southern heavyweight tag team titles with me and my brother. I've held a junior world heavyweight single title by myself. I've had both of my eyes beat till they were plumb shut 1 week, bound his foot out, other eye swell shut the other week. It's just been terrible and awful the way that these wrestlers have treated me my entire life. Tried to put me out of wrestling, cripple me up and get rid of me forever. But let me tell you, it's coming down, and it's a great honor to take the last dime that I had to my name, cash my life insurance policy, to get this bounty up, to get that sorry, low-life, crazy smother out of wrestling forever. That's the way you done me, Bob.
Ron, just calm down, Ron. Don't worry about a thing, because I'm fixing to walk over here to this ring in just a few seconds, and I'm going to make you $1,000 richer. I'm going to win. I'm going to, what I'm predicting here right now, I'm going to beat Primetime Brian Lee and collect $1,000 for Mr. Wright.
All right, fans, and now we're going to watch. We're going to watch it. I tell you, this is a main eventer anywhere. Primetime Brian Lee and the Dirty White Boy. And that's our TV Beat the Champ.
All right, Doc, what do you think about old brother Ron there and Dirty White Boy?
Well, they showed the pictures in the background while he was talking. That old belt, that first belt that was like squared off. I like that belt. That belt looked cool to me.
Yeah, they show all the old pictures of Ron and
Then he had that swollen up black eye. God,
that looked rough.
It looked like if he tried to open that eye, his eyeball would have fallen out. Then he showed that bloody picture that looked like a damn crime scene.
Can you imagine being in the building that night when that happened?
Or any other night when he just pulled out his homemade chisel and went to town.
Right.
God, I mean, Kevin Sullivan's Kevin Sullivan has told stories about realizing a few minutes in he was going to have to fight for his life with Ron Wright and that chisel. And that's a guy who filleted Kanemura.
Filleted. Keyword being filleted. He truly filleted him. Your thoughts, Hopper, on this?
It was great seeing all those old pictures of him.
Yeah.
Because if you're a fan watching this, especially back then, all you know, he's just, you know, an old guy in a wheelchair.
Right.
And you're able to see his history and see he's not just an old guy that's a manager. He was a legit wrestler and a legit championship wrestler and a legit badass championship wrestler. So.
And again. We talk about this all the time, and Harper usually says it after the promos on the heels. What are they saying that's not true? So it adds that air of legitimacy to his. I mean, he's being crazy when he says he's got, you know, all the medical conditions. But maybe he's in a wheelchair because he's been put through a blender for 2 decades of wrestling.
Yeah, meat grinder for sure. That'd be a hell of a time watching Vol Ron right back in the day in that territory. Good God, the bloodbath. Okay, so after Ron Wright, I thought it was good. I mean, I was fine with it all. It's Ron Wright. They go to the next match, and again, it's Primetime Brian Lee versus Dirty White Boy for the Beat the Champ title. I don't have much from this other than, once again, I saw this first time these guys worked together. Dirty White Boy makes Primetime Brian Lee look great to me. Dirty White Boy is just a heck of a bumper, heck of a seller. The dude just knows what he's doing in there. Whenever you watch him, he's underrated will always be what I say about him, and it's because of the cartoon character that they made him in the WWF.
Let's make him a plumber.
Right.
That'll draw money.
When he was so good at when he was in the ring and bumping and selling and making people look great and being a good heel. It appears Dirty White Boy wins by cheating with his feet on the ropes for support during the pin, but Smothers comes out and tells the ref that Dirty White Boy cheated, and for some unknown reason, I will criticize this, the ref reverses it and says the match is back on, which at that moment, Primetime Brian Lee rolls up Dirty White Boy and gets the win, which I thought was horse shit. Just my opinion. Harper, thoughts on the match?
I've always wondered as a kid with situations like this is why would the ref fucking listen to him?
Right. Right, because...
Thank you.
Yeah, why would he believe him?
This right. is the same finish as that Magnum-Nikita match in match 6 back a couple of months ago on the flagship.
Yes, yes, yeah. yes, I agree, and that's why I said I don't like it.
Now, I don't like it. I don't. I didn't like this at all.
If another ref came in that's like right. a figure, that's different, but this is his fucking buddy.
Right.
This is his buddy, and this is a guy who has just been feuding with right. Dirty White Boy for the title, and the title's yeah. still held up. And he's coming in, oh, no, that's why I didn't like it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. Anything else, Hopper?
It was just something to send the people home happy, I guess.
I don't know. This is the second taping in this arena, so maybe... Who knows? But who knows where they position this? Doc, what did you have from it? Anything?
I didn't like. I liked it up until the finish, and then I just did not like it.
I hear that
because I thought it was a nifty pin with his foot on the ropes from Dirty White Boy. I like that. I was like, that was pretty cool. You don't see that too often. All right, and then all of a sudden, everything we just talked about happened. I was like, huh, well.
Huh. Yep. Pretty much. Okay, so we go from there. We got another promo now, and it is, there's another local promo. It's the same one. We'll go to the end of the show, or the core of the show. It's Tammy Fitch and Robbie Eagle. Yeah, weird combo. Let's hear what's going on here.
Fans with us right now, Tammy Fitch and Robbie Eagle, and Tammy Fitch is the young lady that brought the sexual discrimination suit against Smoky Mountain Wrestling, right?
That's right. You know, I think I finally figured out what's wrong. Okay, I studied psychology up at Wellesley College, and we saw that boys will be boys. If a woman comes along that's smarter than them, they feel inferior, and they just can't handle it. So, Robbie here has decided that he'd help me convince some of the boys that letting me manage them would be the only thing that would improve their careers. And in return... I told him I'd go out with them.
What about that? So you're going to do that, huh? Boy, isn't she cute?
Yeah.
Hey, well, you manage him?
Are you kidding?
Robbie Eagle and Tammy Fitch fans, that'll do it for this week. See you next week. And until then, so long for now.
I'm glad I'm not the only one. I got a good laugh out of that.
Okay, Robbie Eagle's like, man, fuck this. I don't care. I'm still getting laid tonight.
Pussy makes the world go round, brother. Doc, go ahead. I know you got some thoughts on this.
Okay, first of all, in just a few short weeks, it looks like Tammy has matured a little bit, and she still looks young, but she doesn't look painfully young or too young to be hot. She's starting to be hot. So... I'm taking notice of that.
She okay. I don't see that much of an improvement.
Okay, well, you wouldn't.
Wrong skin color for me, pal.
Oh, wow.
Racist.
Well, I mean, what do you want me to be honest? I got a preference. What do you want me to say?
It's all pink on the inside, pal.
Well, come on, man.
That's true, but I mean, yeah. I mean, so, our DNA is all the same, too. I mean, there's, I hate to break this fucking news to people, but there's like... no difference between humans, whether you're black or white or whatever. You're all the fucking wow. same.
Hashtag we're... fake news.
Okay. I mean, race is a man-made thing, pal. It's a, anyway, but my preference is not that skin tone. Proceed, Doc.
I just wonder if that little skit was a... was acted out in future scenarios and around the wrestling business. I don't know. I don't know. Allegedly.
No comment. Harper, any other thoughts?
This was fun to watch. I got a kick out of it.
Well, you popped when
yeah. Because it's like, because you know she's not going to manage fucking Robbie fucking Eagle.
Right. But it's cool. But it's cool because it gives him something to do for a guy that's never won a match. He's now got an angle.
Uh-huh.
And they have to do something because they're trying to heat up the people at the top of the card because Jimmy Del Rey doesn't have Stan Lane's history.
Right. And he's still going to get laid. He's like, I don't care. Let's go on a date.
What did he say? She's cute.
Yeah. Isn't she cute?
Right. It's like, dude, he's like a 12-year-old, man, that just laid eyes on a beautiful woman. Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, man. Yeah. Okay. So do we need to revisit the local promo at this point?
Don't put a clock in the background. And basically, Corny says that the traditions are in their Armstrong family are alcoholism and unemployment.
Yes. Yes,
that was my only line from that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll play it. It's only like a minute. Here it is.
Also for the tag titles, the Rock and Roll Express defending against Jim Cornette's Mystery
Team. The second hand is moving.
And the Heavenly Bodies taking on Scott and Steve, the Armstrong brothers in Pikeville.
You know, as it's obvious for everybody out there viewing WYMT right now, Smoky Mountain Wrestling rules Eastern Kentucky. We're blanketing Eastern Kentucky. And Jim Cornette rules Smoky Mountain Wrestling, brother. And I rule the Mystery Team that's going to be coming down hard and coming down heavy and coming down fast on the Rock and Roll Express tonight in Barberville. And if they make it past that, then coming up in Pikeville. And I also rule the new Heavenly Bodies, the Gigolo Jimmy Del Rey and Dr. Desire Tom Pritchard, who every woman in Eastern Kentucky is calling, begging, pleading, screaming, crying tears. Please go out with me. But we got a little unfinished business. Scott and Steve Armstrong, your old man, he's getting better, I hear. He's getting a little perkier, feeling like he might even want to come back. But first, you got a task. You got to take on the Heavenly Bodies. Now, I know the Armstrong family tradition is the same as the tradition of everybody there in Pikeville. Alcoholism and unemployment. Well, Scott and Steve Armstrong, the Heavenly Bodies are going to send you more of the same in Pikeville.
Okay, you're laughing, Doc. What do you think?
Maybe that's the reason that there's so much, you know, so many poor people is that they're all drunk and unemployed.
And the thing is, what he's saying is probably true about Pikeville.
So
I mean,
wrong.
Seriously.
That's fake news, bro.
Yeah,
no,
right.
No,
You can't generalize like that. That's the problem with society.
Hey, pal, we said that the median income was that, not average. Median. Yeah. That means 50% of the population is below that number.
And they're drunk.
Chronically.
That's classy of you. All right, well, we need
classy
to
of them
thing. We need to rate this thing. Doc, what are you rating it?
Oh, it's better than last week. We're finishing out the year here, and our year, not their year, and it's still not on a real big high note here. This was better but not great. I'm going to give it a 7.3.
Wow. Okay. I did 7.5. Well, where are you at, Hopper?
I was going to give it an 8.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Well, yeah. The thing is, like, here's the thing. Like, I keep going back. When you watch some of early Smoky Mountain, you would easily give this an 8. But so it's all relative to where you're at and what you've seen already. So I'm with you. I don't think I'm good with that. I thought there was some good stuff in this. I mean, you had Ron Wright.
Yeah.
You had the Smothers and Horner thing was hilarious to me. Down and Dirty was
yes.
long, and there's a lot. I mean, there's so much here. So yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense.
It was a lot better than 70.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I'm with you there. Hey, I want to remind everyone, make sure you're using our Amazon referral link. It's tinyurl.com/BTTAmazon. We'd appreciate it. And then don't forget to become a patron. $2 a month, tinyurl.com/BTTPatron. Get access to the world-class episodes and all the other patron-only episodes that are out there. Okay, let's do the government cheese. I'll go first. Man, I'm kind of. I think I'm gonna go Jimmy Del Rey, only because of his just stupidity with reading that letter. So I'm gonna go Jimmy Del Rey. Doc, who are you going?
Man, you're a real good friend. How about let's give it to Bobby Blaze for picking up his first win in the Federation and starting his rocket ship path to the top.
That's a shocker, at least to me. Who are you? Who are you going, Harper?
Tracy, but fucking beat, fucking punching, fucking Tim Horner. And that powder, and like the powder thing is like to say, oh, you know, I was drunk, man. I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to do that to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I was drunk.
Right.
That's what the powder thing's like.
I wasn't in my right frame of mind.
Right.
Yeah.
Good job, Tracy.
So who gets the Horner, the Tim Horner Award, Doc?
Fucking Tim.
Is Tim Horner in this episode?
Yeah. We're just like, okay, man, you're right.
What are we going to do when he leaves? Like, who are we going to give it to then?
Fuck.
That's going to be a challenge, man. We're going to be giving it, like, what are we doing at that point, man? Shit. Anyway, okay.
Well, man, I will tell you this. The surprise tag, this isn't like normal ones where it could go on for months. The surprise tag team is in next week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, quick payoff.
72.
Yes,
this
sir.
Is a quick payoff.
Okay.
Hey, Doc, I'm going to piss you off. Did you see somebody gave us a 1-star review rating on iTunes?
No.
Yeah, no comment was made, though. I find that so great. So, you know, if you're gonna leave a 1-star review, be a fucking man. Grow your dick. Put your name behind it. Don't be a fucking idiot.
When did this happen?
I noticed it yesterday, and then I pulled it up again today just for shits and giggles, and there's still no comment. Usually there's like a 24-hour delay. So, you know, be a fucking man. So put your name on
it. Well, somebody got their guts busted out by either me or Harper, and they got a little sore about it, and
yeah.
Keyboard warriored up, and there you go.
Ass hurt, but they won't put their name behind it. But you know what it's all
they're
about.
Here's anyway, the thing. So. They're probably still listening, though, because they're addicted to it.
Okay. Oh, man. Harper, we got to get your shirt up on the Pro Wrestling Tee store, man. Hopefully it's there by the time this airs, but we're recording this about a month in advance, so we got to get your shirt there, Harper. Again,
I thought he was going to have a That's Classy cum towel.
Well, they don't have towels on Pro Wrestling Tees. They only have T-shirts.
So instead of a cum rag, it's a cum towel. It's a beach towel.
How many times when you're banging a bra, though, back in the day, and you're living a single life, man?
Sock.
You give a fucking you give her one of your T-shirts. So I mean, that would probably be a good thing. I mean, even if Harper did get a That's Real Classy hard body Harper T-shirt, you know, he can instead of a cum rag or a jizz rag, he can give her the T-shirt.
A cum sock.
Harper,
is he
there?
Gone?
I mean,
where is he? Is he on mute?
He's not responding, man.
I was on mute.
Jesus.
That's real fucking classy.
That's what exactly. That's what the cum towel's supposed to say. I get it.
I'll fucking a hard body Harper cum catcher.
I thought that was the girl's face.
No, wow. It's like a carnival game.
Or the small of her back.
I guarantee you the 1-star review is because of discussions like this, and it's some fucking, you know.
Fucking Bible thumping motherfucker.
Yeah, it's some slap nuts to use Jeff Jarrett's words, who he's like, they don't talk classy on there. Bunch of damn derogatory terms and foul language, and they don't treat the sport well. It's fucking pro wrestling, you dumb fuck.
How come? Shit. My answer would be, how come you don't like the word fuck, but you're upset about the you're not upset about the N-word?
Oh, well, that's not everybody. That's like,
oh, okay.
No, but okay. I hear you there. Anyway, yeah. Give us a 5-star review if you haven't done so on iTunes. And next to all the other 5-star reviews in the comments, if you could go click yes, that was helpful, that would be great, man. That would really, really help the show. So please do so. Follow us on Twitter at @BTT_podcast. I'm at Mike504Saints. Hardbody Harper's at @CJHudat. Check the show notes and show description in the episode you're looking for. All the TeePublic t-shirts are there. The Pro Wrestling Tees store link is there. If you're on Facebook, just go to facebook.com/bookingtheterritory. Click the like button and then click the shop now button. It'll bring you to the t-shirt store. I'm hoping by the time this airs, We may have a Doc and Hardbody Harper t-shirt up if they haven't. If I've gotten the designs back. So Harper, make sure you get on that while we're recording.
All right.
All you have to do for my shirt, I told you, is take Bobby Lashley and paint it white.
That's so lame. So lame. Anyway, remember, become a patron. Use the Amazon referral link, tinyurl.com/btcamazon. And then lastly, I want to thank the Wrestling Podcast About Nothing, all their plugs each and every week. You can listen to them. They're somewhat classic stuff that they do on Mondays and Thursdays on the NAI Network, or just search WPAN wherever you get your podcast from. Doc, anything else before we get out of here?
Not a thing.
I'm tuckered out, bro. I mean, I know where you're coming from. Harper, anything else before we get out of here today?
January 6th, the Meisler, that's our next show.
I'm glad you said that, because this will air before. So,
yeah,
who's gonna be there this time?
Billy Gunn's gonna be there.
Mr. Ass, and is he the only name so far?
Billy Gunn and
Stevie gonna be there.
Bob Holly's gonna be back.
That's what I thought. Bob Holly. Yeah. You want to see somebody whip some ass? Bob Holly is just a fucking vicious motherfucker in the ring.
Will he have his friend Julia Roberts there?
From early Smoky Mountain. No. Yeah. Go out on a limb and say he's not Hollywood Bob Holly.
No.
That wasn't real?
No, that wasn't real.
Oh, man.
Fuck.
Yeah, so, all right, Harper, anything else, man? Anything else you want to throw out there?
No.
All right, man. So, Harper, hit the tagline and take us home.
Fuck it, bitch.